Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 15th, 2006. Today's message is called Calling Her Blessed. And I want to share two scripture verses that Brooksine will read, Proverbs 31, verse 28, and Exodus 20, verse 12.
Her children arise and call her blessed. Honor your father and your mother.
It was Mother's Day here in the United States yesterday, a day to especially practice the daily verses. I'm not aware if other countries have such a day or not. Hope each mother reading this was honored by the expression of the first daily verse, her children rising up and calling her blessed. It was the first Mother's Day I had without a living mom, so it had a special sentiment for me. My mom went home to be with the Lord last November and had her first Mother's Day in heaven. We four children indeed rise up and call her blessed. We consider our blessing. With both her parents now gone and buried together, we are getting a suitable grave marker for them. In doing so, I'm examining various tombstones to find expressions that fit. One that I really like states, quote, "You bless the lives of so many people," end quote. And my, is that true? The command to honor our father and mother is a timeless one. I believe it was applicable after I reached adulthood and even still pertains, though both my parents are now with the Lord. Today, I urge each reader, each listener, to rise up and call your mother blessed and to honor her. I know some have great pain in their upbringing, and your experience is far less than God's ideal. But God's command to honor our father and mother has no exclusion clause. If your parents are living, make sure that you express your love and appreciation to them. That is something I really miss doing, but I am so glad I did so while they were alive.
Jesus, the greatest way we can honor our Christian mother is by accepting your provision of salvation for our lives. As we live by faith, we sow to please the Spirit, so that from the Spirit we will reap eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, that we also reap blessings right now. Thank you for our mothers who brought us into this world and nurtured us physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Lord, we also consider mothers who did not have proper nurturing from their own parents and were actually at a loss in how to raise us. Would you enable us to have the grace, endurance, and forbearance necessary to have a loving relationship with them? Help us not to compare our mothers unfavorably with others, and to avoid raising our expectations only to be disappointed, because in some instances you call upon the child to be the one who nurtures. Jesus, help us to love our mothers just the way they are and to honor them as the Ten Commandments tells us to do so. In an added note here today, we've included a hymn story, the background story to Tell Mother I'll Be There. It was a hymn written in 1898, I believe, and it was really inspired by a story having to do with President McKinley. I think you'll enjoy the background story of this hymn, even if it isn't familiar to you. It has a great message.
Amen. It does. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages and share them right from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our website is www.dailyencouragement, run that all together, dailyencouragement.net. And there are a number of additional resources on today's post. If you go to the website today, May 15th, you can read it right on the website, but otherwise, go to the archive if you're reading another day and read the message for 5:15, and you'll find these particular resources. One is a link to that hymn story, the hymn itself, the words to the hymn, Tell Mother I'll Be There, a song I'd never heard of, but what a remarkable story behind it. And there will be a link to that particular page, as well as several photos on the site today. There's a photo of one of the last photos of my mom and I taken on Memorial Day this last year when we took her on a ride on the Strasburg Railroad. She had just gotten out of the hospital and, in retrospect, was beginning her long slide leading to her death in November. It doesn't really look that good in the photo, but we really tried to keep her moving as best we could and gave her a special day that day. Also on the site today, there is a photo of that tombstone I referred to with a very dignified statement on it regarding touching so many lives and being such a blessing. Maybe give you a personal challenge that is by no means new in my ministry today. Several years before my dad died, I wrote a written tribute to both my mom and dad. I matted it, framed it. It meant so much to them, and Mom had this tribute on the wall till the day she died. For many years now, I've encouraged those to whom I minister to, both face-to-face, I did so in church yesterday, as well as through my online ministry, to do the same for your parents. I want you to consider it, and we do have some ideas and resources on the web today. There is a page I have prepared just to simply describing what a tribute is and how to do so. I must point out my inspiration to this came from a full-length book, and there is a link to that book on the site as well. I hope it's still available, by Dennis Rainey. I also have a sample tribute up to both my parents and to a friend, a dear friend that was so faithful in our years in New England that passed away in 2000. In working on this today, I came across a note a longtime friend wrote several years ago in regard to this. Just this past weekend, we were doing some house cleaning of her paperwork, he writes. I came across my written tribute to my folks, written as a result of your encouragement in January 1996. My dad died January 1st, 1997. Man, am I ever so glad I wrote and sent that tribute to my dad and mom so they could both read it. It really blessed them, and I'm sure it did. And I urge you to consider doing the same for those you love. Finally today, changing the topic a bit, but we put up on the site a photo a month or so ago of a praying mantis nest. And yesterday, Brooksine was outside, and apparently the little baby praying mantises have hatched or whatever they do, and were crawling all over the nest and working their way to freedom. And I caught a picture of that, something I've never seen in all of my life. Maybe you haven't either. It's interesting, about an hour later, she went out again, and there were none of them to be found. So whether a predator got to them and ate them all, or they found their way into branches of trees, they're tiny. In fact, I'm looking out the window right now, and my wife is looking for them, and I don't know if she sees any or not. Have a blessed day today. Seek to be a blessing, and above all, this day, of course, above all, would always be to honor God, but with the theme of today's message is to rise up and call your mother blessed.